This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell Hartman did a story for us yesterday about a survey that showed 4 in 10 American workers would not wish their job on their own worst enemy. Insert your company name here, I suppose. But if you read between the lines just a little bit, and it's kind of obvious that a lot of us in this new pandemic work paradigm are burned out. And that's why a piece in Fast Company the other day caught my eye about a company experimenting with a way to counteract Zoom fatigue. Zapier, it's a software company, canceled all meetings for a week just to see what would happen. Ellie Huizenga is a senior writer at Zapier. She also wrote about that whole week for the company blog. Ellie, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, of course.
So look, word comes down from on high that there are going to be no meetings for a week at Zapier. And you think what?
I was extremely excited, actually, when I heard from leadership that we were going to experiment with a week with no Zoom meetings. So all I felt was excited anticipation.
Did that mean that you could just go into your Outlook or your Google Calendar or whatever devices you use and just zap all your meetings and they all went away?
Kind of. Our leadership team sent a Slack message giving details about how the week was going to look for the entire company. Once that kind of announcement came from leadership, Caitlin, my manager, reached out and let me know that she was canceling our one-on-one, canceling our team meeting for that week. And then she also encouraged me to look at the other meetings that were on my Google Calendar. Wow. And confirm if we could do them async instead of on Zoom.
Async. So you just moved everything from 5 people getting together on a Zoom to a Slack channel or whatever and just did everything that way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Okay. So what did that mean for your flow? Right. Because, you know, I know that, you know, I like to have some blocks of uninterrupted time where I can just get stuff done. And if you have to go to some, apologies to my boss's stupid meeting, your flow gets really broken up in a hurry, right? So what did it mean for you?
As a writer, like big blocks of uninterrupted time are actually really critical to getting any good writing done. So I was able to find more of those large blocks of time on my calendar. And then, you know, I usually spend between 6 to 10 hours in meetings over the course of a week. And with that extra time that I gained back during my week, I also was able to work on some of my productivity systems because I didn't have time for them in a normal week. So yeah. It was great.
How much do you think it matters or helped, I guess, for this experiment that Zapier is fully remote to begin with, right? So you guys have a workflow, if you will, a habit, a pattern of doing a lot of stuff asynchronously. That must have helped.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good thing to point out. At Zapier, we are really intentional with our async communication. And I think that this week really let us all put that to the test. We just kind of put all of the ways that we communicate on Slack and in our different project management systems, we pushed that a little bit further. But we had kind of the basis of how we wanted to and how we knew we could communicate already kind of as a base for the week.
Did you not miss, even on Zoom, did you not miss seeing people's faces?
That's a really good question. I think for 1 week, I was fine. I do think that there is a lot of value in FaceTime, but I don't know if, you know, I think that when you set aside that 1 week where you get to be really intentional about what you want to spend that extra time doing, there's right. value in that too.
What's the word from the bosses? Are you guys going to do this again?
Yes, leadership wants to experiment with it again. So there's no set date, but I know that they're looking to try in 2023.
Ellie Huizenga, she's a senior writer at Zapier. We found her piece that was originally on the company blog. We found it in Fast Company. Ellie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.